Witamy Państwa serdecznie. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome at this beautiful venue. Welcome at Kościuszko Bicentenary Festival in Gindobyne. I'm Dariusz Paczyński.
And I'm Tomek Kukielka.
Welcome to Gindobyne. Welcome in this beautiful place next to great monument of Sir Edmund Strzelecki overlooking the lake Gindobyne. That's why this place is so significant.
Whilst you're here in Gindobyne, I would welcome you all to visit the visitor center just around the corner from here. There are two, within the theatre, there are two exhibitions showing. One shows over 200 monuments of Tadeusz Kościuszko around the world, taken by Mr. Molski Felix. And the second one presents a history of the Kościuszko festivals throughout Gindobyne and the close relations that have been built between the Nadigo people and the Polish community.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this moment I'd like to welcome our distinguished guests. And our guests are Chargé d'affaires of the Polish Embassy, Mr. Piotr Buszta.
The Ambassador of Ukraine in Australia, Dr. Mikola Kulinich and Mrs. Elena Kulinich.
The Ambassador of Belarus in Australia, Mr. Viktor Szyk and Lidia Malinowskaya.
And also a special welcome to our Nadigo friends, Auntie Deanne Davison and Iris White.
Welcome warmly Mayor of Snowy Monaro Council, Mr. John Rooney.
And of the Snowy Monaro Council, John Castellari.
Also welcome very special guests directly from Poland. You will see those guests later, but they are pianist Julian Gilewski.
At this time, we'd also like to thank our sponsors, the Department of Multiculturalism, New South Wales, as well as Mick Vikrota, as well as Kościuszko Brewery, which is just around the corner.
Also welcome some media people. I like to say that tomorrow there will be live broadcast transmission from aerodrome by Radio SBS. At this moment, ladies and gentlemen, we invite some of our special guests on stage.
Yes, so to begin, I'd like to invite Piotr Buszta from the Embassy in Canberra to the stage to share a few words with us.
To begin with, I would like to acknowledge the presence of the traditional custodians of the Monaro land where Mount Kościuszko is located and express a special welcome to Auntie Deanne Davison, representing other elders of the Ngarigo people, and Mrs. Iris White, who is going to officiate Welcome to Country. I would like to acknowledge the presence of two special guests from Canberra, namely Ambassador of Ukraine, Dr. Mikola Kulinich, and Ambassador of Belarus, Viktor Szyk, and also the legendary journalist from the Polish weekly, Mr. Eugeniusz Bajkowski. I would like also to warmly welcome Mayor John Rooney. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to extend my sincere thanks to the hosts and organizers of today's function, especially the president of Kościuszko Heritage, Dr. Ernestyna Skuriat-Kozek, for their kind invitation. As a representative of the Embassy of the Republic of Poland, I'm delighted to be able to address you on the occasion of the year of Tadeusz Kościuszko, an initiative of the Polish Parliament to mark the 200th anniversary of the passing of the Polish national icon. Without a doubt, as a leader of considerable charisma and political stature, Tadeusz Kościuszko belongs to the pantheon of Polish national heroes, playing a key role not only in the history of Poland, but also of the United States. He is a symbol of freedom, tolerance, and equality. As a paragon of true patriot, he championed universal values which were, are, and forever will be of the utmost importance to the humanity. What is worth noting is that the defense of the poor and the underprivileged against any injustice attempted on them by the rich and powerful was at Kościuszko's heart. Thus, he came down in history as a passionate believer in liberty for all, including slaves in America. As the French aristocrat and military officer Lafayette noted, Kościuszko's name belongs to the entire civilized world, and his virtues belong to all mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted, as I believe all members of the Polish community down under are too, that Australia, a country so far away from Poland, but sharing with us, with our homeland, the same values, has all you duly recognized Kościuszko for his deeds and virtues by having the highest mountain named after our national hero. Moreover, I would like to underscore that just a couple of days ago, on the 23rd of October, the House of Representatives of the Australian Federal Parliament adopted a special motion on the occasion of the 200th anniversary of Kościuszko's death. This symbolic motion, strongly endorsed by the Embassy of Poland and brought up by Member of Parliament Jason Faliński, the Chair of the Australian-Poland Parliamentary Group, recognizes Tadeusz Kościuszko as an indomitable fighter for universal values of freedom, liberty and equality, and acknowledges that the importance of Tadeusz Kościuszko to the over 180,000 strong Polish community in Australia. This motion not only pays tribute to our national hero, but also contributes to the strengthening of bilateral relations between our countries. To conclude, I would like to underscore that today's and tomorrow's beautiful celebrations here in Jindabyne would not be possible, be it not for the commitment and engagement of dozens of enthusiastic members of Polish community under the leadership of Kościuszko Heritage, for whom the rich Polish history are a source of pride, which they are eager to share with other Australians. I must admit that Polish diplomats in Australia are very glad and honored to have such committed and patriotic partners in the vibrant Polish community who take a leading role in promoting in Australia Kościuszko's figure and his heritage. Just a month ago, I participated in a beautiful celebration held in Adelaide and organized by the Polish community in South Australia. There were also other memorable receptions, functions and projects aimed at the promotion of Kościuszko down under, including celebration in Sydney early October and the recent study visit to Poland by representatives of Ngarigo people. Undoubtedly, without the dedication and leadership of the Polish community in Australia, it would not be possible to organize all these valuable projects, which are of great importance both of Poles and Australians. Thank you for your attention. I wish you a pleasant afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we conclude ceremony. Welcome to the country. So I like to invite on stage the representative of Ngarigo people, Miss Iris White.
Norinj, Wallawani Ninjawa, Dzień dobry. The first word that I spoke was Ngarigo language. It was our welcome in Ngarigo language. The second one I spoke is my other traditional homeland, which is on the south, far south coast of New South Wales, the Yuin people. And I've had the absolute pleasure just recently to learn some of your language as well. I'm absolutely privileged to be here and to extend a welcome to country to everyone that's here today. First and foremost, however, I'd like to acknowledge my mother, Deanna Davison, who is one of our four matriarch elders. I'd also like to acknowledge the other Ngarigo people that are here with me, and I'm going to put them on the spot and ask them to join me down here. David, Mum, Michelle, Cheryl, and Jesse. I'm not sure who you are. Excuse me, can you just step to the side, please? No, you're not Ngarigo. My granddaughters, Madison and Sienna, I'd like you to join me. Very recently, only 2 weeks ago, there was a delegation of Ngarigo people who travelled to Poland to participate in an international conference celebrating the 200-year anniversary of the death of Kościuszko. That's recent history. Some 15 years ago, the Ngarigo people were involved in a process here on, and I will say Kościuszko National Park, where a process was facilitated to bring us back onto our traditional lands. That was the beginning of a really significant relationship development with particularly members of the Kościuszko Heritage Incorporated in Australia. And that has been a really significant developing relationship that led us recently to Krakow in Poland. As part of our presentation there, I was able to address that international conference, and I just hope that we can extend the same welcome to you who are here today as what was extended to us in Poland just a very few weeks ago. So with me on that delegation was Dave, and I'll ask you just to step forward as I say this, David Dixon, Cheryl Davison, Michelle Dixon, and Jesse White, my son. On behalf of all of us, all of our Narrago family, but those of us who travelled all that way to participate in that conference, our heartfelt thanks to the Australian Polish community and beyond, and we look forward to a continuing relationship and welcome to our country. Before I finish, I will step down with the other members of my family, and I'd like to make a small presentation.